Okay, so the last thing that we learned was the machlokes to Lushenis and Rava, today's daf is Tavchav Zayin, between Rav Papi and Rav Papa. According to Rav Papi, what Rava had said was that it's mutter to celebrate Knesset to make it a Beit HaMidrash, and according to Rav Papa, what Rava had said was that it's mutter to celebrate a Midrash to make it a Beit HaKnesset. And the last thing we learned was that Rav Papi's approach, the original approach, that a Beit HaKnesset is not as chashuv as a Beit HaMidrash, is mistabra Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Beit HaKnesset mutar la'asoto Beit HaMidrash, Shema Amina. Dorash Bar Kapparan, the third line is the new, we're going to be getting to it.
At the top of
Chav Zayin.
Beit
Knesset is a place that is miyuchad for tefillah. Beis Medrash is a place that's miyuchad for limud.
And learning and davening.
Yeah, limud. I mean, people will daven there also, but it's not. It's ikker place that it's is learning. Yeah. So the Orish Bar Kapora, my detiva Yisrof at Beit Hashem. You're talking about Nebuzradan. It says he burnt Beis Hashem. Yisrof is Beis Hashem. Is Beis Hamelach. Is Kol Bate Yerushalayim. It Kol Beit Gadol Saraf Banish. What exactly does that mean? So Beit Hashem, I understand. Beit Hashem refers to the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMelech actually refers to the palace, Elu Platrin Shel Melech. Et Kol Batei Yerushalayim is Kepshuta. He went and destroyed the homes of Yerushalayim. What is a Bayit Gadol? It called Bayit Gadol Saraf Ba'esh. So Rabbi Yoch, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chad Amar Makom Shemegadlim Bo Torah. We don't know who said what. But we know that one approach was, it's a Bayit Gadol, means a place where they raise Megadlim. What do they raise there? They raise Torah there. So Mandyom Torah, where do we see a Lashon of Gidul in Torah? So Bayit Gadol is Yagdil Torah. Mandyom Tefillah, that the Melech was asking Gehazi to say over Saprono Li et Kol HaGidolot Asher Asa Elisha, and what Elisha did was basically through his tefillah. Elisha the Ovad Barach Mehu the Ovad, and even though you said we don't know who said what, but Tistayen, I think we can conclude, can we not, that it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who was the one who said Bakom Shemegadlim Bo Torah. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the one that we just quoted who said before Beit HaKnesset, Mutar la'asoto Beit HaMidrash. So it means, according to him, Makom shemegadlim bo Torah is more chashuv. If the pasuk therefore is referring to Nevuzadran's destruction, and it says, Ko Bayit Gadol Saraf, then it must be it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who explains the Ko Bayit Gadol in terms of the Beit Midrash. And the Beit HaMidrash is the Bayit Gadol.
Today, all our Beis Knesset, is that considered Beis Midrash?
No. Miyuchad, Mokum, that's Miyuchad for Limud. It has completely different halachas in terms of what usages you can have in the other one.
So today, the regular shuls are, even though they're there?
No, so some of them are talking Miyuchad nowadays for learning. Yeah. But they have a little Beit HaMidrash on the side, like we have here. Uh-huh. We have the Beit HaKnesset inside the Beit HaMidrash. Aval, so now we're on the fourth of the larger lines. It's interesting that the Mishnah goes either up or down, right? But it doesn't go on the same level, which is, I mean, what's indeed the din? If you want to sell something that is of the same level of Kedusha, you want to sell your old Sefer Torah in order to buy a new Sefer Torah. What's the halacha? I mean, given the lomaile le'asur, on the one hand, the Mishnah seems to have limited everything to going up in Kedusha. I mean, obviously, you can't go up from the Sefer Torah, so maybe you just have to stick with what you've got. Or do we say, since there is no way to go up, there's no hakpada on getting a new Sefer Torah? If it's the same dark, at least you're not going down. Toshma, aval machru Torah, lo yichru sfarim. Note that it says in the Mishnah, sold the Sefer Torah, don't buy a nach with it. Okay? Mashma, don't buy a nach. But to buy another Torah, you'd be allowed to. A Torah, sharpedam. Well, obviously, I mean, the Mishnah's talking about that you did it already, right? It says, machru Torah, lo yichru sfarim. Well, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to sit there with the money and not use it? Obviously, the only thing that you can do is to do it. So the Matnitin is talking about the Abad. You already sold it. Now the question is saying, don't buy a knock with it by another Torah, obviously. But kikomi baylan lechatchila, my question is, do you have a right to sell when the intent is to buy another one of the same madriga? That's the shot. Well, tashma, gololin sefer Torah, v'mitpachot chumashim. You could use the little designed rag, and we call it a rag. I mean, a rag is a bunch of design. You know, the little piece of material that they use. Yeah, it must be a nice word. But it's a cloth that is used as far to use. It hangs on the safer, and they use it to hold the safer. And that's actually.
Yeah,
it's like a kerchief. Yeah. So you can use a mitpachad from a chumash, and you can roll a chumash with a mitpachad from a knot. But you can't do it the other way around. You can't use a mitpachad from a chumash. A chumash means a written in a scroll chumash they had in those days, which is on a higher madrig of kedusha than a knot. So you cannot use neviim and ketuvim in mitpachot chumashim. Nor can you use the kerchief of a Sefer Torah to use for bingol al chumash. But anyway, does it not say katani miat gololim Sefer Torah b'mitpachot chumashim? Notice that it implies you can only use a mitpachat of a chumash. So dafke mitpachat chumashim. But to take the mitpachat from another Sefer Torah, you wouldn't be allowed to. It would have to be the one that was meyuchad for that Sefer. No, I mean, you want to be medayik that, so look at the Sefer. Ima Sefer. Volochu mashim b'mitpachat sefer Torah. No, what do you do with that? You can't use a mitpachat sefer Torah for chumash. Mashma, but you can use a mitpachat sefer Torah for another sefer Torah. So obviously the Mishnah is not coming to deal with the question of shava b'shava. From this diak, we can't learn anything because the Mishnah is leaving out the middle case. Okay, let's see if we can bring a riot from here. Toshma. Minichin Sefer Torah al Gabe Torah. You're allowed to put one Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah. You can put also a Sefer Torah on top of Chumashim. You can put Chumashim on top of Neviim Ketuvim. But you cannot put Neviim Ketuvim on a Chumash, and you can't put Chumashim al Gabe Torah. Now it says over here, Beferush, Minichin Sefer Torah al Sefer Torah, which implies that we view the Kiddush of all Sefer Torahs being the same. We're not marked to be Mechabed one over the other, and therefore the same thing ought to be true about the sale and the purchase. Well, says the Gemara, that's not a good raya. Because Hanacha is a whole different issue. Because you see, if you're going to try to distinguish one Sefer from another for Hanacha, then you're not even allowed to basically wrap a safer on itself, because you're putting one page on the other when you roll it up. So I said, clearly rolling up is not something you can be mocked on. What right would you have to put one daf on another daf? So we're not marked on something of the same level to put the same type. But that doesn't mean that you'd be allowed to sell it.
Disrespect is a...
Well, respect for the uniqueness. The uniqueness of each thing. You don't put something on top. But obviously what the choice is there when you're rolling it up. So once that's true, so already fine. That means that we can't be marked on stacking things. So that doesn't count. But keep it low after short.
Yeah, we're talking about scrolls.
Yeah.
Something bound doesn't have the same...
It doesn't have the same level of Kedusha.
Okay, so is the hierarchy still in place? Are we always concerned about
it? It doesn't have the Kedusha.
We're
noyeg to worry, but it doesn't have the same basis. I mean, I don't think about it as actual Kedusha. So, Kiman, the law of Shashori, and it's also only Torah Shabbat. Toshma, the Omer Rabba Barbachanam, Rabbi Yochanam, Shum, Rabbi Shum, Rabbi Gam Leo, Lo Yim Koradam, Sefer Torah Yasham, the Kapo Chadash, it says Beferish. And what are you asking? You're not allowed to sell an old sefer to buy a new one. No, wait a minute. That's similar to the business about not tearing down an old Beit HaKnesset to build a new one. I mean, what it's talking about over there is, don't sell a Sefer Torah, use the money now to commission a new Sefer Torah. Yeah, right. And then when you run out of money or you need it for something else, I mean, that we don't accept. That's true. But that's not because of the Dinim of Kedusha. That's because of the Dinim of Pshia. But Kika Amrino, I'm talking about a case where the new Sefer Torah is already written, okay? The sofer finished it. I don't have the cash to pay him. I want to sell this Sefer and have enough cash to add for the new Sefer. I want to sell the Sefer and directly purchase the new one. So it's monetarily fruke. Basically, I'm just paying it off. It's like a pidyon that I'm doing over here. There's no chashash pshuta. What's the din? That you haven't proven to me yet. Tashma, Yomar Rabbi Yochanan Mishur Rabbi Meir, Ein Mochrim Sefer Torah, Yalal Lilmot Torah, V'Lizayin Shah. See? You're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to learn Torah. So Shema Aminat Torah, B'Torah, Shapirdam. So as long as you're using the money that you sold the Sefer Torah, that you got for the Sefer Torah, for purposes of Torah, apparently it's mutter. Nah, come on, there's no comparison. I mean, that's to learn. I mean, big deal, that's like the difference between using money to buy an exercise bike and to use the money as a trainer in the gym. I mean, obviously, the exercise bike sits there, but it doesn't make you lose any weight to get into shape. Paying the money to learn how to use it, that's a different issue. So year two, you can't bring me a ride I could sell a Sefer Torah in order to get someone to teach me how to learn. I understand that. Limud, maybe de maaseh. It's a whole different issue. And marriage is something that's unique. I mean, Ishanani, lo tov v'ra'ala shevet yitzara. I mean, God created the world to populate it. Without women, you can't do that. So therefore, we let you do it for those major purposes. But certainly, I can't bring a ride from here to sell one Torah for another Torah. Maybe not. So that's not a ride. Okay. How about this? Tana Rabbanan. Lo yimkor adam sefer Torah. A person shouldn't sell a Sefer Torah even though he doesn't need this Sefer Torah. He has another Sefer Torah. He wants to buy another Sefer Torah. He's not allowed to sell it. More than that, even if a person is starving, he doesn't want to eat, he sells a Sefer Torah or he sells his daughter as a shivcha. He's not going to get anything out of selling that. He's not going to get any usage out of that money. And so in the mail, apparently, there's a hakbara on the etzim sell, even if it's very well justified. Now, the word motrehem, as we point out in the Mishnah, has two meanings. Motrehem is when you have money left over from a sale. But motrehem also means when you collect money for a particular purpose, use it for the purpose, and have money left over. Now, clearly there's a difference between those two, because one of them was already kadosh, the kedusha, the thing that you're selling. The other one had not as yet been used. It was just designated for that use. Therefore, says Rava, the Mish is only saying about a case, Loshna, you had something that was cut out, you sold it, you have now left over. You can't say that because you already used the major portion for the higher level of Kedusha, the leftovers are all right to use for some other purpose. But in a case where you never used it for anything, you just collected it. Gavus, you had a magbit, collected money, used the money, and had money left over from the magbit. There, the Mishnah is not makbid on you using it for a lower class use. Eight veil bites. So Abaye asks now on Rava from the following. He says, where do we say that you cannot use this leftovers? The Tafkif, they did not make a condition that they should be able to use it. Aval hitnu. If a condition was made up front, afilo dudluchsusia mutar. You're even allowed to use it to pay for a guy on a horse to prance around the city and to be the official watch of the city. Now, I ask you, say Abaye to Rava, go explain this to me, what the case is. Could it be talking about a case where Machru, they already had something that was Kaddish and they sold it? Can't make it. When did you make the Tanai exactly? What good is the Tanai? I mean, it's not up to you to make a condition like that since it says you're not allowed to sell for another purpose. What good is making a Tanai? So keep my eye. Ella, the only reasonable explanation of this is, and when you go around, you make a magbit. So you make a tanai, you're saying, look, we want to use this money to buy a Sefer Torah. However, any additional funds that will come in the magbit, we want to make it very clear that they will be used for other public purposes, but not for a Sefer Torah. So there it makes sense. You can make a tanai. Okay. But you see from here, if that's the case, gobavotiro is only because you made a tanai. Taima, the itinu. Whereas what Rava was claiming was that even the Nastam, without any Tanai up front, you would be able to use leftover money from a Magbit for a purpose other than the main purpose of the Magbit. And here it says not like that. You had to tell the people in advance, before they gave the money, look, we're collecting money. If there's anything left over, we want it clearly understood we're going to be using it for something else.
In all cases of collection?
That's what it's about. Halohi tenulo. Says Rava, no, I say that it means exactly what you said it couldn't mean. It's talking about that indeed they had something that was kadosh, and they sold it, and they had money left over. And you're saying, what good is a tanai? You're right, a tanai is no good. What it's referring to is a tanai that's being made by the Shiva Tuvei Yair. Since the Shiva Tuvei Yair, the Ma'amad Yair, the Anshe Ya'ir, are able to even determine to make the sale initially so that it should be usable for drinking beer, they can certainly say that if we have leftovers, we want to use it for a beer party. So far? So therefore, Hachikami, Ka'oma. Bameh Dvorim Amurim Shelo Itnu Shivatu Ve'Ya'ir B'Mavan Anshe Ya'ir. Aval itnu shivatu ve'ayir b'mamad anshei ha'ir. Since they could have done that for the whole amount, so if they make it tonight, afilu duksus yanami mutar. And that's what the Braita means when it says that you can make it tonight. Certainly, you can't just go ahead. The guy who's doing the sale can't make it tonight, but a shivatu ve'ayir b'mamad kol ha'ir can make it tonight. Actually, Tosa says, I mean, it's a little silly. What's the chiddush? I mean, you can make the whole sale to drink beer. So what do I need to make it tonight on the leftovers? I mean, just, I need to tell you that. I mean, obviously you can do that. So Tosa says the chiddush is that you need it tonight. That's because I might have thought that even if they hadn't said we want to use it for a beer party, that it's taken for granted that if you use the main amount for what it was that you were going to, was a higher level of kedusha, it's taken for granted as if there's a standing condition. Kamashman, you still need to have it tonight. Okay, that's fine. But as far as what I'm claiming, says Rava, that when you make a magbit, that over there you don't need a tanai, I stand by that. And I think you do. It's mutter. The Mishnah wasn't referring to that case at all. By the way, what is that? I'm leaving Rabbi Aluber and Rabbanan Abim Zadim Asis Akabed Rav Sheshes. One of the Rabbanan used to go over his brightos and things in front of Rav Sheshes. And he asked him, by the way, I don't really know what a duksusia is. Did you maybe, when you were saying it over, did you maybe ask, what in the world is a duksusia anyway? Mishmielachan Rav Sheshes, my duksusia. I'm like, yeah, I did actually. Hokhiyam Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told me it's a parsha. It's a horseman for the city. It adds a certain level of shmirah and shtat. You know, it's a fancy city already when it's got a horseman at the door. It's like a West Side apartment, you know.
Doorman.
Yeah. And a horseman. Says, see what I mean? Let me tell you something. Your Talmud Chacham, who hears a word, you know what the heck the word means. I'll tell you what to do. Ask one of the people that goes and often says over Mishnayos in front of the Rabbanan, it's impossible. He must have heard somewhere of it, what the pshat is. And that's who to ask, but otherwise you'll just get people's assumptions and jump to your conclusions. Take a look what I just got. Great explanation. What is a duk susia? So it's a mixture. It's actually, it's a cross between a duke and a sus. If you have a whole group of people coming from one city to another city, and in that other city they're poskalim tzedakah, so they made like a magbit in that city, then they should give. However, when it's time for them to go back home, they have a right to go to the gabai of the city and to say, look, you know, obviously we didn't want not to give because it isn't nice, and people will say that, you know, we don't give tzedakah. We're saying we're going to give it when we get home, but we really didn't. So we gave. And that's the reason that you have to give, because otherwise they'll say, yeah, right. Sure. So, okay, so we paid up, but now we're going home. We want to take the money with us and to give it out to the needs of our own city. So, indeed, Kishayim Ba'im, when they're going back home, they can go to the Gabbai, and he's responsible to give them back their money, and they can use it, because it's assumed that it's basically only being paid in the interim. So, Kishayim Ba'im, Evino Ta'imayim, and they can go and be mechalakit to their own city, because after all, they're a whole group from the city. But if you have a yachid, just an individual who goes to another city, and everybody in Shul is giving tzedakah, then he has to give it to Tinatein, La'aniye Ota'ir. He can't claim that, well, I'm with my city. He's not with his city. He's an individual right now. He gets the dinim of the city that he's with. Now, it happened once that Rav Huna was gozer atani, and the Rav Chana bar Chaniloi, and the entire city that was with Rav Chana bar Chaniloi, that were outside of the big town, they came into town, because since Rav Huna was gozer atani, they wanted all to participate in the tefillot and so on, so they all came into town. Rav Huna was Romo Alayo Tzedakah, and they had a big thing, and everybody had to commit himself to giving tzedakah, barabim, and so on, so they also committed themselves, they gave over the tzedakah. So now when it came time to go back home, so Rav Chana bar Chaniloi goes to Rav Huna Amarle, Omrle, Notvelon Mar Venezo, give us back our money and then we can go. Unifarnes Vanie Matan, let us go and we'll take care of the people in our own home. Omar Lohu, so he said, I keep me the money. Because Tanina, see, yeah, too bad. You didn't learn the Braita. Bamed Varma Burim. When is this halacha said that you could take your money back. Dafka, if you don't have a Talmid Chacham, who's in charge of the Tzorchei Tzibur and on whom people rely to determine who it is that the tzedakah should be given to? Avo yesham chaver ir. If you have a Talmid Chacham who is in charge, tinotein lechaver ir, and he keeps it and decides what to do with it. And by the way, may I just point out that in our case, you wouldn't even need to come on to that. Because in this particular case, your whole city always comes to me when it comes to shilas and tzedakah issues and tiniers and so on. So when you give to me, I'll decide where the money goes. So koshkin, the aniyedi dividitu, alay samicha. In this case, the aniyim of your town and my city are all basically dependent on my decisions, and therefore I'm keeping the cash, and I'll consider about how much we should allow to be given out to the Nehem in your location. Okay, Freilich and Purim, everybody. After all, a Beit HaKnesset that used to be a Beit HaKnesset of a rabbi, and that now you want to sell to a yochid that he should be able to use it, even though he's going to use it for learning and so on. You're not allowed to do so. Because, says Rabbi Meir, now you're lowering its level of kedusha because it's only going to be used by a yochid. If you're going to make those kind of heshbonos, you shouldn't be able to sell a Beit HaKnesset to for the use of a smaller group even. Shabbat Rabban Rabbi Meir. That's a very good point. Says Rabbi Meir, what do you mean? It's not a good point at all. Meir gedolah leir ktana. Look, if you're selling it for the use of a rabbin, it doesn't matter how large the rabbin is, because meikora kadisha ashtami kadisha. In fact, will it not be used for dvarim shel kedusha? Will you say kedusha and you'll say kaddish and there's still going to be a minion in it? But you're going to lay the Torah in it. But what happens when you sell it to a yochid? If you sell it to a yochid, mirab and leyochid, like a kedusha. So now you're not going to be able to do inyane kedusha in it as the norm. On a rare occasion, we'll get a minion together, but basically an individual will be using it. You're taking away one of the primary usages of the Beit HaKnesset, v'rabbonim. So that's the point. I mean, Rabbonim seem to have initially said that there's no qualitative difference. Rabbi Meir is pointing out that there is a qualitative difference. So what are they going to answer? The Rabbonim say, look, if you're going to make that a qualitative difference, you make a qualitative difference in Baruch Ha'am also. Because Be'etzem, the fact that a mokum is miyuchad for tefillah and for Torah and so on, that's the ikar kedusha of Beit HaKnesset. You're saying, but there's a greater use. You say kaddish in it. No. It's a greater use that you can have this special gilui of Revan. It's also a greater use. So therefore, they're arguing as to whether the inyonim of dvorim that can only be said inon dovershe bekedusha pokus me'asora, whether that's in fact a primary function of the Beit HaKnesset. You have another chance. Ein mochrin Beit HaKnesset ela al tnai she'im yirtzu yachziru divrabim here. When you're selling a Beit HaKnesset, it cannot be an absolute sale. It always has to include a condition that if we change our minds, we can give the money back and we can take our Beit HaKnesset back. Actually, what's the purpose of such a thing? In order to avoid a bizoyim. In other words, like this, Beit HaKnesset, we're not going to need it anyway. Sure, you're not going to need a Beit HaKnesset. Just because you're moving to a new shul, and what about a bunch of people say, we can't let go of the shul, we love it so much, we want to keep a minyan going there, so you won't want to buy it back. It's basically a psychological thing that shows that it's not so easy to let go of a shul, and if you just sell it, it's as if you're mevazeh. The Chachamim omrim, no such thing. Mokrim ato mimkar olam. You could sell it permanently, but you cannot sell it for four purposes. You can't sell it for a merchatz, because that's a use that's mufuseh. You cannot sell it for a burski, because it stinks, the skin, that's where the tan of skins and so on. It's something that's low class, and you can't sell it for a bokum that's, even though it's for a mikveh, for a nice mikveh, you can't sell it for tefillah. And you can't sell it for a Beit HaMayim. Either it means a Beit HaMayim, either it means as a laundry, a laundromat, or it means a urinal, for a place as a bathroom. That's the shita of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says you can sell it, you don't have to say what you're selling it for. The fact that somebody wants to use it for a thing that's mevusa, it's not the end of the world, but just sell it for a chotzer. So machmir to l'shem chotzer. As far as the lokeach is concerned, the lokeach, he uses it for what he wants. I mean, it doesn't, you don't have to say exactly what you're selling it for. It's not so bad. What do you know?
Why don't you have this mission right at the beginning? There are all these millions of things, what you can't sell your baked Knesset for.
No. There, the din is in terms of what you do with the money. First part is the kedusha of the money. Now we're talking about for what can you sell it? They weren't saying for it.
So Rabbi Yehuda arguing with Rabbi Meir over here?
Yes.
Rabbi Yehuda is also arguing.
Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda is Mako. We'll see Rabbi Yehuda's Bechlal sheet as well. But Rabbi Yehuda is Mako.
Doesn't have to be old man.
No, for sure. He's even Mako on the Chachon. There's three sheetahs over here. Ask Gemara, so I understand. According to Rabbi Meir, he's saying that there's always a sale with a condition, so then you shouldn't be allowed to use the Beit HaKnesset. Because if they actually utilize that condition and they now buy the Beit HaKnesset back, it turns out that all of the usage in the interim was basically rebate. Because in return for the money that I advanced you for this Beit HaKnesset, which you're now giving me back, I used it for the past 5 years. So that's basically rebate. So how are you allowed to use it on that basis? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir, b'shitat Rabbi Yehuda Amra. Actually, you're right. This is clearly the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that sad echad b'ribit mutar. That if there's only one side in the ribit, meaning that the way Rashi and most Rishonim learn means that the deal is arranged in such a way that only if you actualize a particular right that you have does it become ribit. But the sale as it stands is not a ribit. So then if there's only one side of the story that could be ribit, so then it's not ribit. The Rabbein Ochanan has an interesting, different approach. He learns if to only one of the parties it's ribit, but the other party, and that's because I, as the seller, I cannot utilize my condition. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, Rabbi Meir said I have to put in conditions. I put in a condition, but basically, I'm selling it. So Elamai to the buyer, it could come out to ribit. That's tadech of ribit. So the deal is not constructed that both sides are in a position of needing to be involved in ribit. It's not up to me. The buyer is not up to me, but the seller is up to the seller. He doesn't have to. What's the word when you utilize a condition to
exercise?
Yeah. Exercise. So if they don't exercise that option, so then nothing. Okay, but mostly tzadechad repeated. The Rashi's approach covers a lot more of the area that Rabbi Yehuda actually talks about.
But he could make an arrangement and said, "Well, you
do." We'll get to that. D'tanya, Harishayon Noshem Chaviron Mona. Somebody owes the guy $100. Asalo Sadehu Mecher. I mean, Mona, of course, is a significant amount of money in those terms. So he makes a deal and he says, look, if you don't get the money back, my field is yours. If I pay you the money back, so then I'll be able to take the field back. I don't have the money right now. So Bisman Shemokhero Kel Perot Mutar. If the seller, who was the borrower, he's the one who's meanwhile utilizing the sada, then there's no problem, obviously, with that. But if the lender, who is the buyer, is the Ochel Perot, then it's Asur, because then it's Rebit. And it's here, this is the classic case of Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not true. Even the buyer, who is the lender, can be eating the Perot. The Om Rabbi Yehuda, and I'll tell you an actual Maisa Maaseh. Bebeitus ben Zunan, Sha'asa Sadeu Mecher, Alpi Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, V'lokeach Ochel Perot Hayah. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah is a pretty good authority, I would say. And he actually gave his seal of approval on a deal between Baitus ben Zunan and a lender, in which he did exactly this. He made the Sadeh. He said, okay, the field is yours, and if I get the money together the next year, I'll have a right to buy it back. But meanwhile, I'm paying back my loan. So then it was okay, even though the Lokeach was eating the Paris in the interim. Omrlo, to which they responded, yeah, it would be a great raya if you had your facts straight. Bisham raya. Mocher ochel perot hayah v'lo lokeach. That wasn't the case. It's true that he made Sadeu Mecher, but I mean, the only shaila over there was that maybe that the price would change and so on at the time that he really was getting it back. But those were the issues that they were dealing with. But in terms of the rebit of eating the perot, it was the borrower who was eating the perot, which is why there was no problem of rebit. So it must be the Rabbi Meir holds of Rabbi Yehuda. My Binai, what exactly was the machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Tzad echad beribitik abenayo. So Mar Sava, the Tanakama held that tzad echad beribit. I mean, Rav Yehuda held tzad echad beribit is mutar, and the Tanakama Mar Sava tzad echad beribit asur. Rav says that's not the way I see it at all. I said the kulei yom tzad echad beribit asur. If in fact it turns out that you, the lender, were eating peirot for 5 years based on the fact that you had lent this guy money, and now the field was actually his because he pays you back the money, so then you've been eating 5 years worth of ribit. Nobody argues on that. Rabbi Yehuda certainly wouldn't have been matur. The case over here was that they arranged the deal in such a way that if he would buy back his field, then the other person had to agree to refund the usage of the field. So that the question is, if you're taking something which can be construed as ribit, but you're going to pay it back, is that considered to be mutter? That's the shaila. The ribit al manat lahachzir could be nayav. Mar Sava, I mean, this turns out retroactively all along it was ribit, because this really was not a sale, it was a loan. Okay, but on that side, I accept that if you exercise your option, I'll repay you all of the ribit, so to speak, that you paid me, namely the use of your son. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that's okay, because it wasn't arranged as ribit in the first place. Whereas the Tanakama holds, Mar Sava, the ribit al manat lahachzir, is asur, which would mean, as Tosis points out, that at the application to our Mishnah would still stand. Rabbi Yochanan would still be able to say that Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda, except that he would have to also add that as part of the deal, where they would put in the clause that we have a right to buy back the Beit HaKnesset, would also be an agreement of the buyer that in that event he would have to pay rent for the years that he used it. So the contract is arranged to avoid rebate. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, but it's still true. It's only I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. I'll leave it to Tanakama. Wouldn't help. The Chachamim omnim mochrim otom nemkar olam. You're allowed to use it for anything, but you can't sell it for a low-class usage. You're allowed to urinate within a mashmaut was. You're allowed to urinate within a place which had been used for tefillah, which means that you daven there. So Amrav Yehuda says, "Maikar mashma." What's chiddush? Rav Yehuda says that even a shul can be sold as a chotzer, and then you can do whatever you want in it, which certainly includes use it to urinate. So lokeach mashi yirtzei yaseh. And even the Rabbanim, when they were arguing, they were only arguing about a Beit HaKnesset itself, where you're selling a Beit HaKnesset, which was originally Kviya Kedushatei. So what do you say? You davened in a place, now all of a sudden that place, you would think that place becomes holy, since I davened in this place, so I can't urinate in this place because I davened there. So that Dalit Amos, the Lo Kviya Kedushatei, nobody ever said such a thing. Lo, and it was never even the Chachomim didn't argue. So Lo Chora, there's no Chiddush in that. Tony Tarek Amedir of Nachman, Hamitpalil Marchik Arba Amot Umashtin, Bahamashtin Marchik Arba Amot Umitpalil. Now again, assuming that this meant that it's been in the place, so then we said to ourselves, okay, what does this mean? Somebody urinates, he has to walk away 4 amos before davening. He davenes, he has to walk away 4 amos before urinating. So Bishlei Mahamashtin Marchik Arba Amot Umitpalil. I understand that you cannot daven in a place where there's urine, because Tanina Kamei Archik Behen. How far shall you get away from a puddle of urine? Uminatsoa Dalad Amot. So okay, so I have to walk away. Why in the world would you have to walk away 4 amot from a place in which you davened? Lomali, if that's true, so man, you have now made all of the paths in Narada usher, basically. People urinate all over. People have davened all over around here every time you pass by. So now you can't urinate anywhere. You can't daven. I don't know what's come first, but certainly I've seen people davening everywhere in Narada. How is it possible that the pathways of Narada are now holy as a Beit HaKnesset? No, of course that's not what it means. It means tzni yished. It doesn't mean walk away 4 amos. It means he should wait to daven 4 amos. The time it would take him to walk 4 amos. So, bishleim mashtin yished kedei yiluch 4 amos. I understand. It makes sense to say that someone who urinates should not daven right fade away. And you surely need tzotzot. That's because there may still be now driblets of urine on his clothing. What would be the point of waiting the time that it takes to walk 4 amos from the time that you're That's because a person doesn't stop davening for him to. He's thinking about his davening, his lips are still moving, and basically within 4 amas, he's still holding in tefillah, even though he ended the tefillah. It's not like, boom, we can answer a telephone as soon as you finish one answer.
Well,
I'm done with it. Rabbi Zaka. Rabbi Zaka is told, meet him, ask him, how is it that you've had such a long life? I never gave a friend of mine a nickname. And this Tosis points out, has to be talked about even a nickname that has nothing to do with the Gnai or anything like that. Because otherwise it would be Yosemite Sadadin. And so on. That's only talking about where the shame has a gnai attached to it. Where it's just the name that they call him, you know, from the tailor's Smith, they call him Smith. So I would never use a name like that. Despite the fact that I was very, very poor, I never was mevato kiddush hayom on wine. And you should know that I had a very old mother, Mazikina Haitali, and who knew how much it meant to me to have wine for kiddush. She once, we were in such desperate straits that she had to sell her kerchief in order to be able to buy wine. Tana, and the Braita says, kishmeitai, when she died, she left him a Yerusha of Shalish Meis Garbe Yain. A wine cellar of 300. Does this point up? Does our Zoyer be Kiddush Hayom Zochum Amalim O Garbe Yain? So when she died, there were 300 barrels, and when he died, he left his children Shloshes Alofim Garve Yain. They had already turned it into a major winery. That 3,000 barrels of wine, all beskus b'akpod on Kiddush Hayom. Ravuna Aviosirita. V'koy kameda rap. Ravuna was wearing. I mean, he really looked pretty sloppish. He didn't have a belt, and he picked some soft reeds, and he puts them around his tummy, and that's what's holding his bag up. And the Rav says to him, well, what kind of way is that to come into shir? My high, well, what's going on over here, becoming a hippie? Oh, my lela, havili kiddusha. Look, I didn't have yain for kiddush. I went to a pawn shop, and I brought in my belt, and I used the money for buying wine, latay be kiddush. On Marleis, Rav sent him Yehi Rava the titum b'shiroi. May it be God's will that you should be wrapped in fine silk. So ki ichlo Rava breder Ravuna. When Rava was his son, so Ravuna Rava Bray is the way we should say. Rava Bray. So Ravuna himself was an inish gutz. He was a very short man who didn't take up much space. And all these chassid arrangements, really, especially with the cocktails, really knocked him out. So he was sleeping on the little bed there in the opening of the hall, the little couch, and fell asleep. And everybody was throwing their coats down on the couch. So his daughters and his daughter-in-law has come up, and Asian Benate Vekalat, they didn't notice him sleeping there. Shalchan Veshadyan Manayo Alei, and they took off their clothes, and they had these fancy, clothes that they were wearing for the wedding, and the silk. And he was completely covered, Adi Yitum Vishiroi, until he was wrapped in silk. So, wow, Shoma Rav hears that this happened in the Ikbit. Omar, my time alone, Omar Taliki Berachticha Vechein Lamar. If you would have said Vechein Lamar, I could have had such mazel. It's very interesting. The Bach says, look, I mean, grace of Brocha to fall asleep on a bed and people throw me like, what's the best? Vechein Lamar? But you see from here, it says that the Kayach of the Hashpo of the Brocha, even though it's coming from him, so the Reb Chaim, my Rebbe, you say this all the time, see that the Brocha has nothing to do with the guy. Once it's loose, because otherwise you can't bring yourself a Brocha. But once the Brocha was loose, so it could have gone to Rav in a way that would have been a serious Brocha. I see it already was Mekuyim. But others learn that it's not that's not the case at all. The Bach misunderstands the Sugya. The fact that his daughters and daughter-in-laws were wrapped in such silks and threw it on him, it must have gotten the money from somewhere. It couldn't be that Ravuna is a poor guy who doesn't have money for a belt. And his family is rich enough to be throwing these things around in the chasenal. So Mistoma, by the time Rava, his son, got married, he was already a rich man. This was just the indication that it all came from the broch of Rav, that it should be done in this strange way, that it should actually end up being wrapped in silk. Sholu Tamidav is Rav Elozer ben Shamua. Why did you live so long? First of all, I never cut across a bit. To go in one door, get out the other doors, I take a shortcut. Never did that. And also, I would always get there early because I didn't want to be in a matzah where I would walk over people. I certainly don't want everybody to stand up for me. I'll run in, so what am I going to do? I'll step over the talmid. So it looks like you're stepping over them. This is the hakpot I'm sure many of you had from your mother, your grandmother, not to step over. A child isn't allowed to step over another.
Oh, bad luck.
You won't grow. Stomach, this is the marker. That he was very zoyer. It shouldn't look like a bizoyer stepping over. B'nai Yisrael. Lo nasati kapi kapai below bracha. Never, he was a kohen. I was never nasi kapai without a bracha. Now, this is pella. Now, obviously, he wasn't. I mean, there's a chiyuv to be mevarech, right? There's so many pshatim on here. There are many who learn that he was the one who was misak in the bracha for Birchas Kohen. And then until then, there was no bracha for Birchas Kohen. And why not? So the marshak, there's actually a number of different explanations. But, I mean, one explanation is that it was looked at as since it itself is a bracha, you don't make a bracha for a bracha. For instance, when we say Birkat HaMazon, the Birkat HaMazon is a kiyum of a mitzvah d'oraisa. Why don't you say a bracha that Asher Kishanu Mitzvah Mitzvah Vorecha Achar HaMazon, and then say Birkat HaMazon? Because you don't say a bracha for a bracha. So they looked at it like that. You're saying a bracha for a bracha. They were saying, no, this is a maisa that you mean Vorecha Achar. So it's not a bracha for a bracha. It's a bracha that you have to give a bracha to others. That it would be Vorecha. It's interesting, very interesting approach. Others learned that it was begetted. They looked at Birkas Kohanim as a mitzvah of chasan. You don't make a bracha Asher Kishanu Mitzvah Tzivanu L'gmol Chasadim before you pay tzedakah. In other words, in Yonim the Rabbein Adam Lechavei, right? There's no particular bracha on, but they're all included in a broad range of activity of Gimlut Chasadim. So they viewed it as Gimlut Chasadim, and they didn't see that it was a bracha that required, but something required a bracha. But there are other pratim as well. In any event, I mean, that's one approach. That he was the one who was actually metakein the bracha, which is fascinating. Others learn, and actually the Magen Avraham brings this lahalacha. It's nogeya lahalacha because others learn the pshat is that he would. Remember, we had before as the one of the pshatim in the Mishnah that the maftir is nasias kapav was that the maftir is the one who should be mavorech birchas kohanim and the other should be yotze. And what he was saying is, I never went up to be yotze birchas kohanim with some other kohen. I was mavorech myself because I was. I held this too much tumult. People are running up there and I'm coming up. And they're not really mechavin properly to be motzi, or those who are being yotze aren't properly. And therefore, I never relied on that. I always made my own bracha, and it's brought la'alocha that because of this, indeed, every kohen should make their own bracha. And that's what he was kovei. But not that he was be'etzim kovei the bracha. Anyway, it's amazing. Just a side comment that he made. But I'll be a whole insight into the history of Birchas Kohanim. Sholu Tamidav is Rebbe Preda. Bameh Arachte Amin. Now, of course, as Tosis points out, I said, this is strange, because we know that Rebbe Preda was an absolutely wild historical event. The man lived 400 years. And it turned out afterwards that they, Tosis says, it must be that they turned out afterwards that they understood it. Because what had happened was, the famous mice of Rebbe Preda, is that there was a guy in Daf Yomi that every day, he used to say over the sugya 400 times. The guy could not, 400 times he would say over the Daf. Anyway, so this, they sent it over the dot. He says, okay, so now it's clear. And the guy says, no. What? Every day it's clear after 400 times. Why today not? He says, because I knew you had an appointment and that you were busy. I kept thinking you're going to be leaving early and I couldn't concentrate. So he said, okay, sit down. I'm going to teach you 400 times again so that this time you get it. So he teaches it to him another 400 times. So a Bosco comes forth and says, okay, we're making you two opportunities. Either you can give your entire Dor Olam Haba, or you can live 400 years. Which one do you want? She says, I'll give my whole Dor Olam Haba. So they decided that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, give him both. But they didn't hear give him both. So they heard that he chose to be Mezaka his Dor. So they thought he was Stam, okay. So they asked this when he was 120. By the time he was celebrating his second 120, they shouldn't ask him Bamei Arachta Yamin anymore. Because this is no longer natural. So, okay, but Ein Hachinami, up until this point, says Tosfos Musbi, was early on in his life. You know?
After the first 120.
The first 120.
Meanwhile, everyone else in the dorms pulled their kids out of the school, guy that didn't get a born at
the time. Amar Lahem, so he told them, Mi'amai lo kidmani adam lebeit HaMidrash. Never in my life did somebody get to the Beit HaMidrash before me. The Lord birachti lifnei kohen. I never took a bracha. Rashi is talking about the bracha of Birkas Hamazon. I would never accept the Birkas Hamazon if there was a kohen present. But Tosfos' initial approach is that it's referring to laymen. He was never ayla, even in places where it's with, well, I mean, what about, I mean, you're not supposed to be ayla. It brings the Gemara earlier that Rav Huna was kerei b'makom kohen. So he says, l'chor, we'll have to say that they were kayifle. But then Tosfos says a very interesting thing, that there's a difference between a Monday and a Thursday and a Shabbos in terms of how much the kohanim have to be. In other words, if it's a rabbi where everybody's in shul and so on, so then a talmid chacham only where mamish the gedolei kohanim or kaifim, then are. But times where it's not such a big tzibur and so on, there's less of hakvada. So then, as long as in shul, there's nobody that holds that they should go up or that I would feel in the least bit insulted that some tamis are going, that the rov was a gadol ador. So maybe that's what it's referring. But in the end, Tosfos says, you know, but Rashi's content avoids all the problems. That's Birkas Hamazon.
For your side, you want to bump off the Kohanim?
You mean by that, but then they chase them out of shul.
Please leave.
Please leave. And the other thing that I did is lo achalti b'beimash lo hurmu matnoteh. I never ate from an animal that the matones that are supposed to be given as well, and the keva weren't given to the kayani. The omer of Yitzchak, omer of Yochanan, asur lechol mibeimash lo hurmu matnoteh. You have to at least be made, they didn't give it, but at least take off the matones before eating it. That it's similar to truma and to meiser, that leaves the animal like tevel. The amr yitzchak kolochem ibeima show who move matnotam. Not saying you have to give it, but at least you have to be mayor in the matanis. Ki ilu ochel tvalim. Now obviously let yochetakavate. We don't pass him like that. So what he was doing was as meiser chasidus. All of these inyanim are meiser chasidus. Otherwise, you can't say b'mayor after yamim. This is something that everybody does. V'lo beirachti lifnei kohen. Saying I never took a break. Is that a nice thing? Not to be a mayor in the mal. You mean it's a good thing not to say a bracha lifnei kohen? V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan kol tamid chacham shemavarech lefano v'afilu kohen gadol who's an am haaretz oto tamid chacham chayav mita. If a talmid chacham allows, even if the guy's a kohen gadol, which is an am haaretz, to bench before him, so that Talmud Chochem, it's as if he's Chayav Misa. Shema, Kol Misanai Avu Mavet. All those who hate me love death. Right? Now we read that, don't read that Misanai. I'll take read Misanai Ala Masni'ai. People who encourage others to hate me, meaning to look down on me. So people will see that and they'll say, eh. So, I mean, the fact that a big Talmud Chacham has to sit there and let some guy go ahead of him because he's got this formal position, obviously Torah can't be worth very much. So that ends up causing Sina, basically, Takarash Baruch Hu, because it corrupts your values. If you corrupt your value, believe this is the way that Takarash Baruch Hu looks at the world, that's to hate him. Teaching people to love the opposite of him is Be'etzem Sina. If you don't love what he loves, it's tremendously deep and could make such a difference. Because people think, as long as I'm bad, so I'm being reluctant about God's world, his values. And to make that the way that the world is hatred. I mamish feel this so deeply. You see people that insist on a belief system that is the hefech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's whole world. And they'll say, this is what this is the real thing. You have to hold to this. You have to believe this. Anybody who doesn't is a Rosh and a Kafir. It's Pashat Masniyah. It's people who hate God, even though they think they love him. And it's mamish amazing. The answer is the Gemara. What we're talking about over here is Bishovim. The case, of course, he would never allow an Amor Stam to go. What he's saying is, Kikom are you Bishovim. He allowed someone that, as Tosfos points out, not Mamish Shovim, but that it's, he was also Talmud Chacham. It wasn't Mamish on his Dargus. In that case, it's not considered to be an Isser to allow him to go first, because he wasn't an Amoritz. So therefore, there's no Masniyai in such a case. Dorash Bar Kaporach of Zayin Amidala. My dichsiv, Yisrof is Beis Hashem, is Beis Amel, is called Bata Yerushalayim, is called Bayit Kadol Sarav Be'esh. Beit Hashem ze Beit Hamikdash Beit Hamelach Elu Prafim Shom Melach Vet Kol Batim Sham Kmashmon Vet Kol Beit Gadol Saraf Beishud Yochan Rabbi Shom and Levi argue. Chadamar Makom Shemegadlim Bo Torah Vachadamar Makom Shemegadlim Bo Tvila Man Dior Bet Torah Dektiv Hashem Chafetz Manzikor Yagdil Torah VeYadir Moshim Gadol Man Dior Bet Tvila Dektiv Saprani Agdolot Asher Aser Elisha. So those was also guided by Gadol. Everything that Elisha did, Barach Miyudi Amen. So he did it with Tvila. Stein Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi Yudi Amen Makom Shemegadlim Bo Torah. Yom Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi Beit Hakneset Mutar Lasato Beit Hamidrash. He's in Yod Torah's Mokoshim. Shema Amina that he must hold that's by Gadol. Aval Machru Torah Lo Yichus For Nivoyel. Ma'al in Kor Sefer Torah Yashan Nikach Bo Chadash. Do we say that given Elam Ha'ilei it's awesome. Or do we say, even the lekker, la lui, elu yachrina? So this is the most you can do. Shabbaton. Tashma. Aval, makru Torah loy kusvarim. Ah, you see, dafka anach, you can't buy. Vetera, vetera, shabbaton. No, mas nisen is only bidi avad, you already sold it. Ki kami bayman lakatkila. Tashma, golon, you say, vetera, we mitpachat chumashim. Chumashim, we mitpachat nivim vichtuvim. Avalo nivim vichtuvim, we mitpachat chumashim. Volo chumashim, we mitpachot sefer Torah. Meanwhile, though it says Golem Sefer Torah mitpachot chumashim, Dafka mitpachot chumashim, mitpachot of another Sefer Torah law, nu zeima sefer, velo chumashim mitpachot Sefer Torah, mashba but the Torah you could, elamia like a mishma mina, tashma minichet Sefer Torah gabei Torah v'Torah gabei chumashim, v'chumashim agabei neviim v'chtuvim, aval lo neviim v'chtuvim agabei chumashim, velo chumashim agabei Torah. Anacha? No, shiny anacha. The low efshe. The low temaachi. You wouldn't even be able to wrap the scroll itself. Mikricha, echimicha. Voka yosif, dapa, akabri. Elak, even the low efshe, they weren't matbid on that. So, achanami, anacha. It's low efshe, sure. Toshba, the yomar rabba barbachanon, rabbi yavan, mishum rabbi shimeng amliel. Lo yimkor, adam sefer Torah yashan. Likach bo chadash. That's because of pshiuta. I'm asking you mitzvah the din of the kedusha. Kegon de kativ already umanach lifruke. Ma tashmad yom Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Meir. Aim of min sefer Torah ela lilmod Torah. Oh, lisayish that shishmam and a Torah for Torah is mutter. Nod. Mishani limud a limud maybe liday maaseh and ishanami is lo so v'ra'a l'shevet yisarah. But stam terah b'terah maybe not. Tana Rabbanu lo yimkor adam sefer Torah af pi she'eino tzarich lo. Yetra ken amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel afilo ein lo ma yochal. Umachar sefer Torah obito eino roe siman bracha la olam. V'chein b'mot reyem amar Rabbanu lo shen lo shem mochru v'otiru. Avo gavu v'otiru mutr. Eis v'abaye v'amed varam amurim shlo hitnu. Avo hitnu afilo lo duchsusia mutar se echidami. Ile m'shem mochru v'otiru. What good is ki hitnu? My Avi don't have a right to be master. Ela shegavu vihotiru, and only because of itnu. But he lo itnu in the first place, and you can't use the leftovers. Not like it. No. Liolam shemachru vihotiru vavikan. Bamed varmumim shelo itnu, not stamatnai, but shivato veyair. Vimalmanan sheyair, which we said you could see if it sell the whole thing for beer. Avo itnu shivato veyair, vimalmanan sheyair. By the way, do you ever hear from Reb Sheshes what the heck a duksusia is? Omalay Ochyam Reb Sheshes, Proshe de Mata, a duk on a sus. Omrabaya Yoka, Kaitsum and Mirabonan, the Shamalay Milta, the Yoda Pirushi, the Shadi, Kamid Shir, Kamirabonan, the Loef Shadu Shmele, the Gabber Rabba. Omre Yogan Misham Rebbe Meir Benea, Yershal Huli Yiracherat. Upaskola yam tzedaka, not lim, ukshem baim back to their own city, maybe not aimayem, ufanasim ba, aniye Iran. Tanya ami ochi, pene ha'ir shokuli ha'heret, upaskola yam tzedaka, not lim, ukshem baim, maybe not aimayem. Viyachit shalak li ha'heret, upaskola of tzedaka, tinatem aniye ota ha'ir. Revuna gazar tani, tala gabay rukhana barkhani, loy vachol b'nei matya with him. Romo alayo tzedaka, they gave the tzedaka, and then it was time to go. So they went to Revuna, and they said, give us back the money. Amalo tanina bamed varmum v'shem sham chaverir. Avo yesham chaverir, tinatein la chaverir. V'koshken, in this case, tani adivi viditchu, are all semer from my das in the end. Ein vokin et sharabim liyakid v'neshmor yinyot amikdushat tohdi v'vineir. Amrullah, you can't have lo mir gdolan lir ktana. Shapir kamele rabbanan rabbi meir. Rabbi Meir, Mir Vilavi, or Ketanami, Kar Kedusha, Hashka, Nami Kedusha, but Mirabi Layoti, there's no Kedusha, you can't say Kaddish there. Rabbanan, Nu, Ikal Mechas, Kagavna, Nami Ikal Mechas, Bishabrovana does Mela, and Bokrim Beta Knesetela Altenai, Shemir Tsuyak Zerudi Rabbi Meir, Bechakamimo Min, Bokrimota Men Karolan, Chutz Mi Arbadvarim, or Chatz the Burski, the Tvila Beta Mine, Rabbi Yudahimer, Bokrinota Vashem Chotzer, Valokeach Machirza, Yase, Rabbi Meir, Haichidai Rabbi, it turns out that it's Ribbis, I'm Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Meir, Hosek Rabbi Yudah. The Omat Zada Kagri Bit Mutar, the Tanya, Arishayano Sheba Kaviro Mone, Vesalo Sadeo Mecha. Bizman Shemok Erok Hel Perot Mutar, Lokeach Hel Perot Asur, and Rabbi Yudah Omra Fil Lokeach Hel Perot Mutar, Von Rabbi Yudah Maase, Bebaitis Bezuna, She Asa Sadeo Mecha, Pira Velozo Ben Azariah, and it was Lokeach Hel Perot, and it's obviously okay, Omrlo, but that's Uriah. That was a case of Mok Erok Hel Perot, Lokeach. Anyway, what's the machlokas? Tzadecha beribit yigabinev. Ma'asav atzadecha beribit mutar. U'ma'asav atzadecha beribit asur. Rava amar lekula yam atzadecha beribit asur. Hochaz the machlokas was ribit amanat lachzir yigabinev. Ma'asav aribit amanat lachzir mutar. U'ma'asav arasur. V'chachamim omrim mokrin otam min karolam. Omre vidam reshu mutar ladam mashkin mayim betoch arba amotcha tvila. Omre vyeze maika mashma, tanila rabbi yuda imer, bochmiyot ala shubuchotzi, latzivin abayta knesset, and lokeach machi yetze yase, and even the rabbonu who argue, only argue about abayta knesset, the kviyak bishatayim, aval arba amotcha lo kviyak bishatayim lo, tani tana kabele renakma. Hamitpalel marchik arba amotcha mashkin, v'amashkin marchik arba amotcha mitpalel, amalei ah. המשתין מרחיק 400 מתפלל, אוקיי, תנינה כמה יחיק מהם ממן הצועה, 400 מתפלל, מרחיק 400 ומשתין, לא נראה, יוחיק ומשתין לכולו שבילו את הנער, לא? טוני, didn't mean to actually walk with ישהה, אך סבישתם המשתין ישהה כדי יהיו לך 400 משום ניצוצס, מספלל ישהה כדי יהיו לך 400, לא נו? אומר ושי שכל 400, תבילתו סדורה בפיו, ורחושים רק שם ספרות סעים. שואל אותו מידו בסרבי זקה, במה הערכת יומי? אומר לה, מיומי לא השתמתי מים בתוך 400 של תפילה, ולא חיניתי שם לחברי, ולא ביטלתי קידש היום. עם מה זה קינה הייתה לי, בעמקת מחרה כיפה שבראשה, והביאה לי קידש היום. תונה, כשמת, הניחה לו 400 גר ביין. וכשמת הוא... כשמתו, הזמיניה 3,000 גר ביין. רבונה אבי עושה ריטה, וקורי קמי נראה, ואומר לי, what's this new style? מה היה? הוא אומר לי, לא אבי לי יין לקדושה. ומשכן אלו נאו ועתי בקדושה. אומר לי, ירה ודתית בשירו, כי איך לא רבה, בריא, רבונה וזמין יש גיוצה אבי, גן הפוריה, אבי בנתי וקלתי שח ושדי מנהי ועלי, עדידו משירו, שומה רב ועקפיל. אומר, מה הייתה מלו אמרת לי? כי ברכתיך וכן למר. שואל אותו מידי בסוף על הזמן שמוע, במה הרקת ימים? אמר להם, ימי לא עשיתי כפן של בית הכנסת. לא פסעתי ראשי עם קדוש, לא עשיתי כפי ולא ברכה ולא ברכה. שואל אותו מידי בסוף רבי פרידה, במה הרקת ימים? אמר להם, ימי לא קדמן אדם לבית המדרש. ולא ברק לפני קרעים, ולא אכלתי מבהמה שלא אמרו מתנותיה. דום רבי יצחק, אמר רבי יוחנן, אסור לאכול מבהמה שלא אמרו מתנותיה. ואמר רבי יצחק, לא אכול מבהמה שלא אמרו מתנותיה, כי לא אוכל צבלים ולא תהיה לך אתה קבעתי. ולא ברק לפני קרעים, maybe that's a good thing. ואמר רבי יוחנן, כל תמיד חכם שמברך לפניו אפילו קרעים גדול, הוא זה נעם הארץ. אותו תמיד חכם חייב מיטה שם הכל מסעני, אב ומוות, אל תקבל מסעני כי כמה יהיו בשווים.